And Eric, you know, the one thing I wanted to make sure we got covered today, not only do you got a cool little project with those five books that you just released for $9.95 that you can get at booksbyeric.com, but you also got a new release for Mike Scott that you're getting ready to put out there that's based in the Caymans, right? How much can we say about that? Or did I just give away the farm right there or what?
No. You're good. You haven't stepped over the line yet, like you have on times past.
Yeah, right.
the next book, Mike Scott, this was actually 2015 is the 10th anniversary of the first Mike Scott novel. Mm-hmm. So the first book was Cayman Cowboys, and that came out. It was set in Grand Cayman, came out in 2005.
Right.
So I figured for the 10th anniversary of that book that Mike Scott would go back to Grand Cayman. And that book will be available. I just finished up the first draft. We're in revisions and editing right now, but that book will be available on or about June 1st of 2015. So right in time for the 10th anniversary of the first book.
Excellent. You know, and that's about the time. I don't know if it's been 10 years since we've been to Cayman, and we're actually talking to those folks right now about going back there for their. Legend and Lions festivities that happens I believe in September, so we're trying to work that out right now with the Cayman Islands. We'll see if that unfolds, but I don't know, maybe Mike Scott is me. I don't know, maybe that was
I have been following you around, you know.
When I read the books, I can tell you this much, none of that has ever happened to me. So
Greg, you're Michael Scott.
Yeah.
The one other thing I wanted to say, though, is my plan for probably the first couple months after this new book comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've talked about it on the air, but you've heard about the cruise ship that dropped an anchor and ripped up a bunch of reef.
Right.
In Grand Cayman. So the locals are all pitching in. All the divers are pitching their time in and restoring that reef, cleaning it up, and then they're going to reseed it. But they need some money. So my plan is actually to take a portion of the proceeds from this first book for the first couple months and actually donate that to the coral reef restoration efforts in Grand Cayman.
Yeah. Well, and that's great stuff. Cool. And, you know, it's kind of impressive how the local dive community there in Cayman has come together to try to repair that damage. It was a very unfortunate situation that evolved there. And, you know, one of the problems with that, I mean, and just for the record, it wasn't the cruise ship's fault, per se, that ended up creating this damage. They were led in to the Bay of Cayman by a tugboat or something. It kind of, I don't know, took a wrong turn or something to that effect and ended up dragging an anchor over the reef. So it really wasn't the cruise ship's fault, per se. It was really the people guiding them, which was really, I think, had something to do with the Cayman Islands government. But
yeah, it would have been a pilot from Grand Cayman.
Yeah, and it's an unfortunate situation because of that, the cruise line wasn't responsible, technically. They couldn't be held accountable to pay for all the restoration, so the local dive operators have come together to kind of do this on their own. And, you know, everybody has really kind of come together quite well, and I think that's a good cause. Good to see people come together, and obviously that needs even more support to get that damage reversed.